Yeah, I thought they played really well again this last week. You know, they take the initiative every single week of going out there and trying to be the best group on the field. And with the combination of guys that we have, that they're playing very well.
What are some things Linval Joseph does that maybe the casual fan doesn't appreciate?
Well, last week he was really dominant in the running game. He got after the center, knocked him back a few times, threw him away, and made the tackle. But he's also doing a nice job of collapsing the pocket in the pass rush.
Now, with Daniil Hunter, fellow defensive lineman with Linval Joseph, what has led to him being so much better in the pros pass rushing than he was in college?
Prescott takes the snap. He steps up in the pocket. He's sacked at the 40-yard line. That's another sack for Daniil Hunter.
Well, Andre Patterson's done a great job with him, and he's got a lot of great ability to work with. But, you know, Daniil's got great length, size, speed, strength. He's very smart, works extremely hard. And, you know, with our defensive line, we really preach and teach about working together, trying to rush the quarterback together. And, you know, a lot of times, even last week, Ryan beat the guard or Everson beat the tackle, and they kind of flushed him to Daniil. So Daniil is kind of, you know, reaping the benefits of some of these things now, where other guys are doing a good job as along with him.
Is Terrence Newman one of the favorite guys you've ever coached?
Well, I have several favorites, but Terrence is...
He's almost 40.
Yeah, he's playing great, isn't
he? It's fantastic.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He might be extending his career if he wants, right?
Yeah, or coaching.
Yeah.
I'll hire him in a minute.
Is he extending your career?
Always.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He always has for 13 years or something like that.
Andrew Luck passes well. The NFL knows that, but in sneaky fashion, he runs well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's very athletic, looks for places to escape, runs a little bit of zone read sometimes. Yeah, he does a good job of getting out of the pocket. He's an unbelievable thrower. You know, some of the throws he makes are just crazy. He's running away to his left. He throws a ball on the money going the opposite way. You know, he's just very, very talented.
Excellent defensive effort by the Vikings in the victory over the Jaguars. Bunch of cool plays, including this one.
Jaguars must get to the 31. For first down, and Bortles is sacked back at the 12-yard line by Brian Robinson. That's his seventh sack this season.
The Minnesota front that's going to challenge them not only with their personnel, but also their scheme. You can see all those guys walked up.
This is the first third down of the game. We're lining up our double A-gap look. You know, it's important when we get in this look that we have the same triangle with Captain Sendejo, and in this case, Anthony Harris, so they don't know who's coming, who's not coming, things like that. So you see they walk the back up in the A-gap. He's going to block Barr. The center's going to go to block Kendricks. We end up pulling out, and we actually get a little double coverage on 15 down here on the bottom, which is a guy that we worried about as we go. And then we're playing the high-low combination to the front side with Kendricks and Captain, and then Barr's going to come back off the high when the back runs a sneak. But we run a game, we get the protection turned the way that we wanted to get it. And actually, you know, the guy that really makes this sack right here is really Everson. You know, I know we do a good job here of getting the penetration on the game, and B-Rob ends up coming off of it. But Everson knocks the guy back. The center pushes to Tom Johnson. He gets two on him. And, you know, part of the deal that day was to keep this guy in the pocket.
Bradford from the shotgun. Airing it out, looking for Adam Thielen. And Thielen is finally forced out of bounds.
A Vikings offense that has struggled with the big play starts this game off with one to start each drive.
We anticipated that Jacksonville would do a fair amount of blitzing. So they come in here and...
Like every play, right?
Yeah, they
blitzed a ton.
Yeah, they blitzed a lot. We did a nice job in our blitz pickups. Really, it's a man coverage blitz where they're going to blitz Telvin Smith up in the A-gap. Asiata comes in there and picks him up off of this. We had the guard going out to the linebacker on this one, and then we're in man coverage. And really, we're trying to get, you know, some guys down the field here. Adams getting bump and run on Amakamura. So, you know, he does a nice job of getting his left hand, swimming him. And then Akamura, he makes a mistake here. He tries to push Adam out of bounds and then doesn't get him out of bounds. And then Sam does a nice job. You know, he throws these deep balls extremely well, and Adam stays in bounds and does a nice job. So it's good execution offensively. Honestly, and, you know, since Sam's been playing, we've hit quite a few of these things. You know, we've hit them to Charles Johnson, we've hit them to Diggs, we've hit them to Thielen. So we just got to continue to get some of these. But it's a nice job with the offensive line.
That's a great job by Matt, right?
Yeah, it's a great job by Matt. He's got the guy in the A-gap, good all the way around. TJ does a nice job keeping his hips back. Yep. You know, that's the thing he has to do. Searles is sitting on the game on the front side, so he's punching the three technique and then working back to help on that. And then you see Easton here and Boone are responsible for the nose in 51. So when this guy starts to come and add late, Easton comes back over to pick him up.